How much does the Republican push to repeal Obamacare have to do with the word Obama? It's just one of many Obama-era policies that the Trump administration has wasted no time trying to get rid of. Earlier this week, the Trump administration also went after Michelle Obama's school lunch guidelines and decided to end her Let Girls Learn education program. So, how much of this is about policy, and how much is about a deep dislike of former President Obama? Joining us are Here and Now political analyst Jamal Simmons, Democratic strategist, and Paris Denard, Republican strategist. Welcome back to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Okay, well, let's listen here to President Trump talking to John Dickerson on CBS about President Obama.
Did President Obama give you any advice that was helpful? That you think, wow,
he was very nice to me, but after that, we've had some difficulties. So it doesn't matter. You know, words are less important to me than deeds. And you saw what happened with surveillance, and everybody saw what happened with surveillance.
Difficulties how?
I thought that, well, you saw what happened with surveillance, and I think that was inappropriate.
What does that mean, sir?
You can figure that out yourself.
Well, the reason I asked is you said you called him sick and bad.
Look, you can figure it out yourself. He was very nice to me with words, and when I was with him, but after that, there has been no relationship.
Paris, what do you think that's about?
Listen, I think what we have here is the president expressing how difficult it is to govern when you have such a divided nation and quite frankly, a media who is thriving off of the divisiveness of this election cycle and conflict. And so while I believe the president, Trump was talking accurately when he said President Obama and him had a good cordial relationship, as of right now, it hasn't been that way. And I think it's just
why not,
volumes.
Though? What did Obama do to Trump? Because what he mentions there is the surveillance stuff, but there's no evidence of that at this point.
Yeah, I don't necessarily know if President Obama did anything to President Trump other than he hasn't gone out of his way to make sure that there was a smooth a transition and a respectful dialogue between the president's administration cabinet and some of his officials. Look, when you have the president's photographer sort of trolling President Trump at every turn about
You're
everything
he's talking
about
Pete Souza, who's got an Instagram account, and he has been, I think trolling would be a good way of describing
it. So, I mean, you have those things that have been happening, and there seems to be no willingness to be like the George W. Bush's administration was towards President Obama's administration in terms of the willingness to not weigh in and not be political and actually make sure that they have their time to shine. It's their moment. It's your administration. You own it. We'll let you have it. But we won't be opining and going out of our way to criticize as much as this administration's past administration has seems to have been doing.
Jamal, what do you think, Jamal?
I just think that that's completely wrong. Listen, number one, Barack Obama has said nothing about Donald Trump since Donald Trump assumed the White House and assumed the Oval Office. So I think whatever trouble President Trump has with President Obama, it's something that only exists inside of his head. As for the transition, I think all the folks who were there during the transition on both sides were very complimentary of the Obama administration, working with them and trying to see them. The problem is people like Susan Rice, who never got to see Lieutenant General Michael Flynn before, like the week before the inauguration. The Trump folks did not put people in place in order to have a smooth transition. We've still got hundreds of jobs that are left open. I think President Trump needs to look in the mirror and needs to decide whether or not he wants to really do the hard work of being president and not point fingers at Barack Obama.
But do you buy that this is about the transition and how the transition went, Jamal? And I want to play, before we talk about that, a clip of Trump on the O'Reilly Factor on Fox News in August of last year, talking about Obama during the campaign.
I think he's the worst president maybe in the history of our country. I think he's been a disaster. He's been weak. He's been ineffective. You look at this so-called recovery, it's setting record lows.
Now, the worst president in the history of the country is something that I feel like that's not the first time somebody has said that during a campaign about the current president. But how much of this is about just getting the Trump base excited versus actual deep dislike of Obama?
President Trump has been very devoted to the 40% or so of people who are in his base and who would love him regardless of what he did or said. he has been very devoted to them. When he has not done anything to reach out to the 54% of Americans who voted for someone else, he has got to decide that this election is over and do that. And instead, what he's doing is blaming Barack Obama for some irrational reason, except for the fact that that very small minority of Americans who voted for him and who love him to pieces seem to be enthralled by their hatred of Barack Obama.
Paris?
Look, I think a lot of this, we have to just be honest. When you have an election, you have consequences. And one of the consequences of this election for the Democrats to understand is that the president, President Trump, gets to appoint the cabinet he wants and have the agenda that he wants to put out about the country. And so what you have now, it's wrong when it comes to people saying that the President Trump wanted to get rid of the Michelle Obama, First Lady Obama's food program. The State Department said there have been no changes to the Let Girl Learn program at all, period. But what you do have is
no changes.
That's what the State Department said. That is a direct quote from the State Department in the Trump administration. But the other thing is this, Jeremy, the president has a right to change course through executive order and through policy to reflect his own agenda. So is it a rollback of Obama administration policies because they don't agree with the policies? Yes. But is it because it was just President Obama? No. President Obama made changes that President Bush put in place because you have different opinion on how government works. And so I think we have to make sure that we are honest in how we are articulating what President Trump is doing. I think it's less personal and more policy.
Well, and it's not just President Trump also. Let's listen here to Rush Limbaugh talking in February on Fox News Sunday about why Obama's agenda got passed when he first took office.
You have a first African-American president. You have everybody falling all over themselves to acknowledge that, to reward that. Obama was going to get everything he wanted in the first year, because if anybody opposed it, they were going to be accused of being a racist or bigot or who knows what.
How much, Jamal, do you think that this is about race, the animosity? And we'll say, even if you take Trump out of the equation, the animosity, the hatred on the part of some of Obama.
Oh, I think there are some people who've never liked the fact that we had an African-American president. I still don't think that's most of the country. Obviously, the president got elected twice, so it's hard to say that most of the country was against him because of race. But it's clear that that was a factor in what animates this very small minority of people who are so devoted to being against anything Barack Obama put his fingers on.
Paris, what do you think?
I listen, there are elements of people who just don't like President Obama, never will like President Obama for a whole host of reasons. I count me in as one of the people who did not like the policies of President Obama. I wanted President Obama to be successful just as much as I want President Trump to be successful. But the problem we have is that his policies that I think that he put in place, in my opinion, and a lot of Americans and particularly Republicans' opinions, were not helpful, were not good, were not positive for the country. And so you have to be—I think we have to just be sure not to always run to race as to the reason, but also a lot of this is pure and simple politics. Listen, President Trump right now is not getting a lot of the victories that he wants early on, and that's not because he's a white man. It's not because the CBC hates white people. It's because if you look at the own Republican caucus, the Freedom Caucus and others were standing in opposition to some of the things that he was trying to do legislatively. So you can't turn to race on that. A lot of this has to do with ideological differences and straight politics. You have Congresswoman Maxine Waters, who within the first 100 days is already calling for impeachment.
Right.
There's obstruction on the other side as well, just not to him as a person, but to his agenda, because it's policy and it's politics.
All right. I want to just play one more piece of tape, because this is one that people point to as maybe a reason why Trump has some issues with President Obama. This was at the White House Correspondents' Dinner in 2011, when then President Obama made fun of Trump, who had already been questioning Obama's birthplace.
Now, I know that he's taken some flack lately, but no one is happier, no one is prouder to put this birth certificate matter to rest than the Donald. And that's because he can finally get back to focusing on the issues that matter. Like, did we fake the moon landing?
And you can't see it in that clip, obviously, but
oh,
Trump is
it.
Not happy in the
no.
video.
Stone face.
Yeah. No, and I got it. You know, I listened to that and I listened to it with my heart aches because I feel like that may have been the moment Donald Trump decided he wanted to run for president.
You think? Paris, you've spoken to Donald Trump. What do you think?
I have.
Is that the moment that he decided to run for president?
No, I think he knew far before that. But listen, the president is the president who wants to win. And he wants to be better than President Obama. He wants to be better than President George W. Bush. But he really wants to show the American people that who have undercutted him at every turn to say, listen, I can do this. I can be a leader. I can be a statesman. And I will do a better job than President Obama could have ever done for a whole host of communities, including the black community.
And you know, if he really wanted to do that, he needs to replace Paul Ryan, because what he needs is a Nancy Pelosi type figure. Nancy Pelosi delivered for Barack Obama every single week she was speaker and he was president.
That's Jamal Simmons, Democratic strategist, and Paris Denard, Republican strategist, both here now, political analysts. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you.